With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. We won't have the actual details until Monday. However, U.S. trade representatives meeting with their Chinese counterparts in Geneva today have reached a deal on tariffs. President Trump imposed 145% tariffs on Chinese goods in April. Beijing answered with 125% tariffs on items made in America. There are growing possibilities of peace between Ukraine and Russia.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky welcoming Russia's offer for direct peace talks, but insisting there must be a full temporary ceasefire in place before negotiations start. President Trump and other world leaders are backing a 30-day unconditional ceasefire starting Monday with consequences for Russia if it doesn't conform. Russian President Vladimir Putin effectively rejecting that with his counteroffer. I'm Julie Walker.
Joe Biden says he is responsible for Donald Trump's victory in November. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In his first live interview since leaving office, Biden said he was in charge and his party lost, so he takes responsibility. But he also blamed part of Kamala Harris's loss on sexism and racism. Appearing on ABC's The View, the 82-year-old Biden also rejected concerns about his cognitive decline. As for his successor, Biden said Donald Trump has had the worst 100 days any president has ever had. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Hundreds of flights delayed at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport because of runway equipment issues. Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil giant Aramco posting first-quarter profits of just over $26 billion. This is SRN News. Pedophilia, the subject of a conference in Ohio.
It was organized by a group called Before You Act, which has a goal of rebranding the disorder as merely another kind of, quote, sexual orientation. The conference was aimed at licensed therapists and other mental health professionals in hopes of convincing them that pedophiles or minor attracted persons are an oppressed sexual minority. Critics have warned for years that the ever-expanding LGBTQIA category would eventually include pedophiles. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After trying to ignore the issue, the Republican Party has begun addressing transgenderism and using it as a means of recruiting undecided voters. Organizations like Moms for Liberty, Parents Defending Education, and Heritage Action for America have formed local chapters across the United States. They're trying to educate parents about the dangers of allowing boys to play on girls' sports teams. This is SRN News. Texas lawmakers targeting insurance companies.
Bills have been advanced to limit how much insurance companies can hike rates. Lawmakers also sought to compel insurers to be more upfront with homeowners when they decide to deny or stop coverage. Texans have seen rates spike in recent years and pay some of the highest insurance premiums in the country. A proposal that would require the Texas Department of Insurance to approve any rate increase above 10% has drawn pushback from the insurance industry, which says capping rate increases could lead to policy cancellations because insurers can't afford to provide coverage. John Scott reporting.
Well, a bus accident in Sri Lanka earlier in the day claiming the lives now of at least 21 people. Officials say the bus skidded on a rough road, then plummeted down a mountainside. Initially, officials said 14 people had been injured. They now say that number is 35. More details at srnnews.com.